Hi, folks. We want to thank you for tuning into the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with our associate minister, Pastor Eric Howder. Now, this podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store. Right now, let's get to Pastor Eric's insightful message.
Every day we're forced to make choices. Usually the choice starts as soon as we open our eyes in the morning, and usually it's whether we want to wake up at that moment or go back to sleep or hit snooze. Then our choices continue on through the day, and our choices go on through the week. And some of those choices have different lasting consequences. There's been many choices throughout history that have either been good, been bad, worked out for one party, and haven't worked out for the other party. I think it was 1920, there was the greatest baseball slugger and pitcher playing for the Boston Red Sox, and the owner decided to sell him or trade him to the New York Yankees, Deb's beloved New York Yankees, for $100,000. And the rest, I guess, is we know the Yankees went on to be, I think, one of the better, I think they were pretty good for a while throughout history, and the Red Sox went through quite a long time where they weren't. Another choice was CBS and NBC passed on having Monday Night Football. ABC took it, and it still is one of the longest running and profitable shows on television. There's other choices. If we remember, who remembers E.T.? The M&M company was contacted to be the candy in E.T. They declined. So if you know what Reese's Pieces are, then you've probably watched E.T. Because I don't know who would eat Reese's Pieces without knowing E.T. But choices. And our scripture today tells us about several good choices that demonstrated faith in God. The first choice was based on outside circumstances. Circumstances that made two Hebrew slaves in ancient Egypt defy the king's edict to kill all male Hebrew babies by hiding their son for 3 months. That son turned out to be Moses, the great deliverer of his people. The second choice was that of Moses himself and was just as difficult. He chose to give up his position of influence and wealth in the Egyptian society in order to side with the enslaved people of God. Both choices, the choices by Moses' parents and Moses, were motivated by faith, and their lessons have a continued impact for us today. Both of those choices were made teach us several things. The choice of Moses' parents to obey God by faith resulted in short-term suffering, but also an eternal blessing. His parents are not named in the Hebrew scripture, in the scripture found in Hebrews that Aaron read, or in the original story in Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 6:20, we find their names. But since the Hebrew culture and the people had gone from the privileged position they enjoyed in Egypt under Joseph to the position of hard labor slaves, because of his fear that they were multiplying too fast and their population would increase, Pharaoh, the Egyptian Pharaoh, issues a command to throw all newborn Hebrew boys into the Nile River. Now, in such dangerous circumstances, this Hebrew couple, Moses' parents, had a beautiful son, as Scripture tells us. Now, since most of us parents would think that every child that we have can consider are beautiful, but there must have been something exceptional about Moses. Even Stephen in Acts calls him beautiful to God. Moses' parents must have seen something in this baby boy, must have had a vision for him from God to do what they did. That choice, based on faith, entailed short-term suffering, but eternal blessings. They chose to disobey the Pharaoh's command and set him aside for somebody else to possibly come and take care of him. The choice of Moses' parents to obey God by faith resulted in short-term suffering. Verse 23 says they were not afraid of the king's edict. So why did they hide their son if they were not afraid? Why not just take him out in public view if we were trusting in God? Faith, though, is not opposed to using prudence. Although I have faith in God, I don't go stand in the middle of a busy freeway. Trusting God does not mean taking reckless chances. While they do not fear the king's edict in the sense of disobeying it, they no doubt did fear not only for their life of their baby boy, but also for their lives and the other children's as well. If Pharaoh's guards had caught them, they would have executed the entire family for disobeying. So their by faith choice to hide their son exposed their entire family to the risk of death for 3 months. Imagine how careful they had to be and had to live. Imagine, just think about what we would have to do today. If the baby cried any time of the day or night, they would have to do whatever they could to quiet him down, to comfort him, to quiet him, keep him quiet. They couldn't risk having their other children play with other children in the neighborhood, because we all know kids cannot keep secrets. If you want to know something about yourself in the most honest way, you ask a kid. If you want to know a secret about somebody else that you think the kid knows, you ask a kid. They'll tell you. And then they'll keep going on about more secrets that you really didn't want to know about. If Pharaoh's police would have been roaming the neighborhood looking for newborn baby boys, the family would have sat in silent terror. The choice to obey God by faith always involves a certain amount of upfront risk. Remember, this couple had no idea what would happen in the life of Moses. They did not have or know the ending of their decision. They didn't know the rest of the story. They all could have been killed because of what they did. Although it would have been agonizing and difficult to leave their newborn boy, they just could have rationalized by saying, what else could we have done? Let him be killed according to the orders? Now think about us today. Ben and Elijah were up here doing the prayers. What if Andy and Heather would have taken them, either one of them at 3 months, taken them in a basket, sat them by the river, and left? We would have thought, well, how crazy is that? We would have seen it as radical. We would have thought, what are they doing? But instead, Moses' parents, they chose to obey God and risk the consequences no matter what they were. They feared the unseen God, who is the author of life, more than they feared the king's command of death. The choice to obey God by faith often results, though, in short-term suffering. But the choice of Moses' parents to obey God by faith resulted and eternal blessings. Their son grew up to be the greatest leader in Hebrew history. He delivered the Israelites from slavery. The seemingly small choice to save this one little life had huge consequences for world history. We may never know what eternal blessings will flow from our choices to obey God by faith each day. But His blessings flow through those choices that we make. Those choices that we make in faith. The choice of Moses' parents was to obey God by faith. The author of Hebrew states that the faith was at the heart of this important decision. God often works through the faith of unknown parents or grandparents or friends or other family members to raise up our children, to raise up unusually gifted leaders to accomplish great things for God, like Moses. Except for their well-known son, this couple would have lived in obscurity as lowly slaves. But God used their courageous faith in a mighty way. John the Baptist's parents were used in a mighty way. They were childless. Elizabeth was childless. They were elderly, but they were faithful people. They lived by faith. Mary was an obscure Jewish girl who was willing to believe God's word, even though it meant for ridicule for her, because she was going to conceive a son without a husband. God used her and her faith to bring forth our Savior. I was reading a book some time ago about the great British preacher Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon was the most gifted pastor of the 19th century. Thousands packed his church each week. Many could not even find room, and many had to leave. Thousands came to faith in Christ under his preaching. Hundreds of pastors were trained at his college. Orphans were cared in his many orphanages. He has more books in print by volume than any other author in history. And God still uses them to this day greatly. But as I read through the book, as I recalled, my thought turned to, what about John Spurgeon? Now you may ask, who's John Spurgeon? Well, he was Charles's father. He was a faithful pastor in a small English town. If it had not been the father of a famous son, John Spurgeon would be even more of a relative unknown to us. There have been thousands of godly, faithful pastors like him, but only a few like his son. Yet the Lord guides us and leads us each day and wants us to be as faithful as John Spurgeon. And as parents, we should live by faith and ask God to make our children beautiful, beautiful to him. At first, like Moses' parents, we live to protect them from the evilness of this world, the chaos of our culture. We teach them his ways and pray for their salvation daily. Eventually, though, we have to let them into the world, trusting God to take care of them, trusting our children to understand what having faith in God is. Moses' choice to obey God by faith resulted in short-term suffering, but also in eternal blessings. Moses' choice to obey God by faith resulted in short-term suffering. It's a risk that we take, a risk that we have, that it's shown to us. Now, when Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter later on in his life and chose to be identified with God's people, he chose to suffer in an earthly manner. Moses chose to suffer the pain of alienation, misunderstanding from his adoptive family. Now, Pharaoh's daughter had rescued Moses from death, adopted him as her own son, and raised him in the splendor of the palace. Now, if he had even survived his natural family, if they had kept him, and if he would have survived the Pharaoh's orders, he would have been doomed to difficult life as a Hebrew slave. Instead, he grew up living a life of luxury. Acts 7:22 says that he was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians. He was a man of power in words and deeds. Just imagine for a minute the hurt feelings and misunderstandings that must have swept over Pharaoh's daughter when Moses chose to walk away from everything she had provided and identify himself with the lowly slave laborers. Even Pharaoh must have been outraged when he learned about it. See, when you choose to follow Jesus Christ, it may involve turning away or limiting the comfortable lifestyle that we're all used to. It may involve turning away or limiting friendships that we're used to. Even family members we may be used to being around. When we turn to Jesus Christ, we may suffer the pain of alienation and being misunderstood. Moses chose to suffer the loss of the world's honors, pleasures, and wealth. As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he enjoyed a position of honor higher than almost anyone else in Egypt. When he identified himself with the Jewish slaves, he became the object of contempt and scorn. He went from enjoying the luxuries of the world. He ate the best food available. He wore the nicest clothing. He could have anything at his fingertips. But when Moses chose to obey God by faith, in an instant, he lost all the worldly treasures. Moses chose to suffer being identified with a lowly bunch of slaves. As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he had everything. People sought him out as an influential man, but he chose to give up that status and live amongst the slaves. See, Moses chose to suffer the world's disapproval. Just imagine at that time the gossip that went around in the Egyptian society if they had reality TV. It would have had a field day. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and whatever else would have ran at 24 hours a day. Moses has left the Egyptian high class. Everybody would have thought, he did what? Why would he do that? Someone would have called him an idiot. Why? They would have ridiculed him. And ridicule can be a powerful thing. People go to great lengths to cover up embarrassing mistakes that would cause them shame. But Moses chose a course that he knew that would bring him the world's disapproval, the world's criticism. He knew society would look at him as a fool. Now, why would a man knowingly choose suffering? Is he crazy? Is he insane? No, Moses gained something better. Moses' choice gained the blessing of the company of God's people. He chose to endure ill treatment with the people of God. They weren't much to look at. They would later give Moses trouble, grumbling about the conditions that he led them into. Some would challenge his leadership. Eventually, the grumbling frustrated Moses to the point that he sinned by striking the rock in anger, so the Lord kept them from entering the promised land. Moses' choice gained the blessing, the greater riches of Christ. He considered the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Moses' choice gained the blessing, the eternal reward in heaven. Moses' choice was to obey God by faith. Faith was the only thing that enabled Moses to choose to leave his life of luxury and obey God in heaven above the treasures of Egypt. He believed God and his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses acted in faith. Moses' choice of faith required weighing the short term against the long term. Moses acted in faith just as his parents did. Now, throughout the entire world, churches throughout, there are so many people that go to church, persons that sit in church every week. They go through the rituals and they say that they believe, but in practice, they prefer the daily treasures of the world to God. And we ask why. Why do they live as they do? In short, they do not have the confidence in the words that God has written and spoken to us, and so they do not act upon them. They do not thoroughly believe in the basic foundations of Christianity, a real hell or heaven, and so they do not seek eternal promises. Nor the guilt of sin, so they do not turn away from it. Nor the holiness of God, so they do not fear Him. Nor their need of Christ, so they do not trust in Him, nor love Him. They do not feel confidence in God, so they seek nothing for Him. And I'm talking about the people that attend church. While we look at the uniqueness of Moses, we need to stay connected to the gospel. In the book of Hebrews, Jesus is greater than Moses. As special as he was and used mightily by God, Moses was not the truly unique one. The one who was to come, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, came in human flesh to live and die and rise again. Be the Savior of all who belongs to him by faith. The best thing we can do for our children and our grandchildren is to have hearts devoted to God, to model a life of faith. There are many things we do and discipline our children in faith. There's one thing we must do. The ultimate thing we must do is simply to have and act on that faith. If I say that God is to be most feared, but then frequently demonstrate a fear of man and what they say about me, what do my kids hear loudly? What do they come to understand? That they need the approval of man rather than God. If I say that God is far above and far beyond all the earthly, worldly treasures and things that we have or buy or are given, but then behave like I treasure earthly things and earthly comfort more, what will they believe about my heart and my faith then? Now I ask the question, what about us? Have we made faith's choice? As the praise team comes back up, have we made faith's choice? It's simple. The parents of Moses acted in a manner of faith. They did not know what was going to happen. And the story in Exodus is quite remarkable. And Moses' mom is able to take care of Moses for a time until Pharaoh's daughter raised him. They did not know, but they acted in faith. They acted in faith that they set this child away from them. Who knows if they ever would see him again? Moses acted in faith that he might go off into slavery and never be used by God. He didn't know the end of what was going to happen. We don't know the end of the choices that we make. We don't know the end of the faith decisions that we carry out. And at some point, we will have to act on faith. Whether it's at home, whether it's in the local church, in the workplace, at school, or our community. The vision for everything comes from our heart. And we act in faith, not knowing what's going to happen. Now, do we believe what God has said about our Savior? Have you weighed in the balance of treasures of Egypt against the greater riches of Christ and chosen to renounce the world and trust Christ? I ask you today, if you haven't made that decision for Christ, or maybe you've walked away, it's time to come back. It's time to come back to Him. Today is the day to start that relationship, either anew, or start that relationship and walk with Him again, closely. If you have a need and a prayer, there's people here who will pray for you. Grab them either now or after service. Jesus Christ is who we serve, and He's our desire, not the riches of the world.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.